From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson issued a warning Wednesday that an unchecked Iran could possibly take the world down a similar path as North Korea.
The United States is keen to avoid a second piece of evidence that strategic patience is a failed approach. A comprehensive Iran policy requires that we address all of the threats posed by Iran, and it is clear there are many.
Tillerson's comment follows a directive by President Trump that the National Security Council review the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program and evaluate whether suspending sanctions is vital to the national security interests of the United States. The United Nations, as well as individual nations, including the U.S., impose economic sanctions on Iran in an effort to try to get the country to abandon any nuclear arms ambitions. The U.S. sought to assure allies Wednesday that the USS Carl Vinson Naval Strike Group is indeed headed to the Northern Pacific as a deterrent to North Korea's nuclear weapons program. But this came after days of misleading statements that the aircraft carrier and other ships had already been headed there. The White House and the U.S. Military Pacific Command were not quite accurate in early April when they said the USS Vinson aircraft group was en route to the Sea of Japan to respond, if needed, to a North Korean provocation. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis defended how information on the position of the carrier was explained.
The Vinson, as I said on the record, was operating up and down the Western Pacific, and we were doing exactly what we said.
That's Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to back Prime Minister Theresa May's call to hold early general elections on June 8, 3 years ahead of schedule. May pushed for the snap poll in hopes of smoothing the Brexit process.
Every vote for the Conservatives will make it harder for those who want to stop me from getting the job done. Every vote for the Conservatives will make me stronger when I negotiate for Britain with the European Union.
Members had widely expected to approve the early poll, which analysts say will likely give May a stronger hand in negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union, but also gives the opposition a greater voice in how the Brexit process is carried out. May said the early vote is necessary to ensure that her government can strengthen their position in negotiations. The United Nations and the African Union took a step forward, increasing cooperation and coordination between their organizations on Wednesday, signing a framework for enhanced partnership in peace and security. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir has more on the story.
The framework agreement is intended to boost cooperation in preventing and responding to conflict in Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters at a joint news conference with African Union Commission Chairperson Moussa Faki Mahamat that it would enhance cooperation at all levels.
We share the vision that peace and security, inclusive and sustainable development, and human rights and good governance are dimensions that need to be seen together and that require a common vision and an enhanced cooperation between our two organizations.
In addition to peace and security issues, the framework also expands cooperation on electoral matters, good governance, mediation, protecting human rights, and preventing and responding to humanitarian crises. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Bill O'Reilly, the most watched cable news anchor in the United States, is out at Fox News. 21st Century Fox fired O'Reilly amid a wave of sexual harassment allegations. The company issued a statement of the firing Wednesday while he was on vacation in Italy. The news follows reports in the New York Times that Fox and O'Reilly have paid $13 million to five women who accused him of sexual harassment or mistreatment. And a new poll out shows President Trump's popularity has risen slightly since the U.S. missile strike on Syria early this month, but most Americans still view him negatively. Most voters give the president negative numbers when asked about his honesty, leadership skills, and the way he's handling the economy. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.